Western society has accepted as unquestionable a technological imperative that is quite as arbitrary as the most primitive taboo. Not merely the duty to foster invention and constantly to create technological novelties, but equally the duty to surrender to these novelties unconditionally, just because they are offered, without respect to their human consequences. And this week's opening quote comes from Lewis Mumford. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Now, on last week's radio broadcast, I spoke to you quite a bit about technology. I spoke to you about technocracy and the danger that is seen in us surrendering ourselves to such technology unconditionally the way we do. And it's true, folks. What I spoke about last week, the technocracy that is actually being rolled out around us while we haven't been looking, is really a major part of the problem. And it's very insidious because it is part of the problem that people just don't seem to notice. People truly believe that all the technology that comes to them is purely for a matter of convenience because people invent better things. But really, it isn't like that at all, folks. There's actually a quite dark agenda behind the entire technological push. Not that technology is bad or is bad for us. It's simply those who control the technology have nefarious purposes in mind. And it isn't that we're going to suddenly find ourselves enslaved to our technology or anything like that. It's just that there's a dark agenda behind the whole thing. And the technology is already doing what it's designed to do, and that is providing a comprehensive database to the powers that believe they be, in as much as they can track all our movements, they can track all our purchases, they can track all our friendships, and they can virtually figure out what we're doing at any given time of the day, and gain a very comprehensive social, psychological, and economic profile on every person in society who happens to use technology. And to carry out the depopulation plan and the control plan, they don't really need to run out and arrest great masses of people. All you really need to do is keep raising the cost of living. And this is something that I've spoken to you about many times in the past as well. I mean, folks, what we're seeing here is a system that gradually works its way up the food chain and discards the population in the process. More and more people get discarded all the time, and that's the way they control people. That's the way they clean up the streets, shall we say. That's the way they lower the population in the cities, lower the population. They just keep raising the cost of living. More and more people get discarded. More and more people become homeless. And of course, during all this process, we find laws that come into place to criminalize homelessness, to just clean the streets up and get rid of all of these terrible homeless riffraff everywhere that are disturbing all the well-to-do people. The well-to-do people, of course, don't realize that they will soon be thrown on that homeless pile as well. And then they will be cleaned up and they will be taken to the camps and the prisons and the lockdown facilities and the homeless shelters, as they're called, that people seem to find it very difficult to leave from once they arrive there. And that's how it's done, folks. We've got an economic model that discards the population as it climbs its way up the food chain and up the social hierarchy. And that's the way it goes. I've been talking about this since as far back as 2008, 2009. And this is exactly what we're seeing in our countries today. We're seeing laws come in the United States and in England and in Australia that are seeking to criminalize homelessness. And, of course, people are thinking, well, this is a good idea. We don't want to have these terrible, disgusting homeless people running around everywhere. But they don't seem to realize that the homeless situation and the homeless people and the plight of the homeless people has been created by the government themselves in their unbridled support for the corrupt and privately run economic system which has created the homeless situation on this planet to begin with. And that is a real problem, folks. The problem is that the governments are creating the homeless people themselves, and they are doing so very deliberately by their support for this corrupt economic model and economic system, this debt-based currency which is designed by its very nature to steal the wealth of the planet and discard the population in the process. And again, they convince the public into letting them put a band-aid on the symptom, and that is clean up the streets of the homeless people and put them in shelters, in inverted commas. But what these shelters appear to be, more than anything, are detention centres where these people are being taken. And of course, the public is quite happy for the government to put a band-aid on this symptom as long as they don't have to look at it, but they're not really talking about addressing the root core of the problem, which has created the homeless situation to begin with, and that is, of course, the corrupt, megalomaniacal psychopaths who populate Western governments. These, of course, are the same psychopaths that create all the wars. These are the same psychopaths that are allowing 6 million people to be facing starvation in Yemen at the moment, along with another 16 million people who are currently without water. And, of course, many people even support the action that's going on in Yemen and support what's going on in Iraq and support the many wars because they believe that we must go and fight terrorism, because that's what they believe it is, when ultimately the terrorism that has been carried out in Yemen and many other places is being carried out by governments. In fact, the people of Yemen are suffering a brutal terrorist assault by the terrorist forces of Saudi Arabia at the moment. The problem is that the terrorist forces of Saudi Arabia are dressed in uniform and are using military equipment, and so they are viewed as being a legitimate force of soldiers. But really what soldiers are large government-sponsored terrorist forces which go into countries and decimate them before our eyes, and of course the people approve of it, because the people are misinformed about the true state of the world, and they're misinformed about the purposes of these wars, and they're misinformed about what happens during these wars, the same way they're misinformed about the situation that's created the homeless crisis on the planet and the situation that is allowing the rollout of this very controlling technology. This is happening because people are grossly misinformed because of the criminals. And yes, I say criminals, the psychopathic, barefaced, lying criminals who populate the mainstream media. The largest propaganda force of disinformation and mind control that consciousness ever suffered to crawl upon the surface of the earth. These are the cockroaches and psychopaths that populate the mainstream media. And that is really the big problem that we face, folks. The mainstream media is one of the biggest problems that this world faces today, because the liars and criminals who populate the mainstream media have sold the lie to the world. They've sold terrorism to the world under the guise of humanitarianism. They've sold wars to the world under the guise of peace. They've sold theft and the discarding of the population to the world under the guise of austerity. They've sold poison and disease and autism to the world under the guise of supporting health in their vaccination programs. They've sold disinformation and sterility and genetic modification to the world by their support of corrupt organizations such as Monsanto. They've failed to question and even ridiculed the aerial spraying that constantly takes place in our skies. They've sold lies and supported terrorism and covered up the truth and covered up the real perpetrators and who the real terrorists are on the 9/11 attacks. They've sold a disinformative and controlled and indoctrinary education system to the public. They've sold division to the public. They've sold lie after lie after lie to this world. And they have committed the most serious crimes of any entity that has ever existed on this planet, because without the propaganda that is pushed on the hapless public by the liars who populate the mainstream media, none of the problems that we face on this earth could exist. If the people who populated the mainstream media simply told the truth and looked at things in an unbiased manner and brought real information to the world, we could heal things very quickly, and in fact the world would never have deteriorated to the state that it is. Yes, folks, the best thing you can do for your future is to throw your television out the window. And don't look up to these media personalities as celebrities, folks, because they're not celebrities. They're lower than the lowest form of rodent, the lowest form of insect. And you can't hate them for it, folks, because they're either programmed to do what they do, or they're just psychopaths. And either way, then they're just doing what they do. And so you can't hate them for it. But what you got to do is call it for what it is and stop buying into their lies, stop buying into their disinformation, stop looking up to these morons and these psychopaths, stop looking up to your slave masters and stop living in a state of Stockholm syndrome, which is what we have. The entire population seems to have Stockholm syndrome. What we've got to do, folks, is call things for what they are. And stand up and make a difference ourselves, but make sure you examine things for yourself, folks, and don't just buy into the lies and propaganda that is fed to you by the mainstream news services. Throw your television away and call things for what they are. Now, you may be out there listening to this today and thinking that Max sounds quite angry today. And there's a reason for that, folks, and that is because I am angry. I'm angry because I'm tired of seeing my brothers and sisters around the world slaughtered in the many wars that we see around the planet because of the media's failure to present the facts to people. I'm angry and annoyed at what I'm seeing in Yemen, seeing my brothers and sisters in Yemen being slaughtered. I'm angry at seeing 6 million people facing starvation in Yemen and 16 million people living without water at the moment in Yemen. And Saudi Arabia is, of course, bombing Yemen and carrying out all these atrocities in between beheadings at home. They're such a progressive and civilized nation, which I guess is why they're a Western ally. And that annoys me no end. I'm annoyed at the media's failure to put that in the perspective that it needs to be placed in. I'm annoyed and angry at the fact that the war on terror even exists, because if the media had done their job on 9/11 and actually presented the truth to people and reported the facts to people and presented an unbiased version of reality to people rather than simply towing the government line, there would be no war on terror. There would have been no invasion of Iraq, Afghanistan. There would be no war in Syria. None of the mess we see in the Middle East would happen had the media done their job and quashed the war on terror before it was contrived and begun. We would not see Israel carrying out the atrocities it's carrying out against the Palestinian people and getting away with them constantly were it not for the support of the mainstream media. We would not see the amount of children getting autism from vaccines were it not for the media pushing the vaccination programs rather than offering an unbiased report of what is actually in the vaccinations and what the problems may be with getting your child vaccinated. They simply toe the government line and they push autism on the public. None of these problems would exist if we had an honest and unbiased media rather than the corrupt government-run institution that we have now. And I'm tired of seeing my brothers and sisters around the world brutalized by this corporate system of debt slavery, and I'm tired of the media promoting it. We wouldn't have any of these problems if the media was an honest organization that actually did their jobs, folks. And as I said before, propaganda, especially propaganda of war, is the worst crime. It is the most serious international crime. And the reason it is the most serious international crime is because without war propaganda, then none of the other crimes that occur during wartime could happen. There could be no ethnic cleansing. There could be no genocide. There could be no use of dime ammunition, experimental ammunition, white phosphorus. There could be no illegal invasions of foreign countries were it not for the fervor that is whipped up by the media and the lies that are presented to the public to justify these invasions, such as what we saw with Iraq. None of this could happen were it not for the propaganda pushed on the public by the criminal institutions we know as the modern mainstream media. I mean, let's face it, folks, the entire war on terror is based completely on propaganda, and the whole thing wouldn't have happened and would never exist if it wasn't for the media selling it to the public. And, folks, you know, it's frustrating. It gets really frustrating because we could change the world so very quickly if we could just reach enough people. And the way to reach people effectively is, of course, via newspaper and television, because that's what people are addicted to. But you cannot get the media to promote the truth or bring the truth to the people at all. All the media does is sell them down the river and sell the slavery system to the public. And it's grossly irresponsible, folks. And that is hugely frustrating for me, because we could change the world so very quickly if we could simply get the word out to people and help them wake up to reality. And a big problem in that regard is the mainstream media and the lies they feed the people and their willingness to toe the government line at whatever the cost. So yes, folks, I am a little angry today, and I'm angry because, well, I think I have very good reason to be. In fact, I think everybody has very good reason to be. And I think if we were to just get a little bit angry and actually channel that anger into a bit of focus and approach things from the correct perspective, we could actually bring about some change. But I don't know if we're going to be able to bring about any change until people are prepared to get angry. And when you look at the world today, folks, I don't know, if you're not angry, well, you must be asleep or something, because this situation is ridiculous. It really is. And the fact that it's preventable, the fact that it's due to the population in general having Stockholm syndrome and pandering to psychopaths, makes it all the more frustrating. And does anybody remember the first Gulf War? Remember the first Gulf War, folks? There were reports during the first Gulf War, reports on CNN, where they were standing in front of a film set claiming they were in Iraq. And it was so staged and so contrived. Remember the young lady saying how Saddam's forces had gone there and removed babies from incubators and left them to die on the hospital floor? How all this was fabricated by the mainstream media. And it was that particular event which raised the public opinion and got the public so angry that it became guaranteed the United States was going to go in and invade Iraq. And this was due to barefaced lies that were whipped up and manufactured and even staged with actors so that the corrupt, controlled, psychopathic propaganda force known as the media could spread the lie, promote the disinformation, and promote the brutal slaughter of 1.6 million people in Iraq, which is exactly what CNN and Fox and BBC and all of these other corrupt terrorist propaganda institutions did. And I call them terrorist propaganda institutions because that is what they are. The BBC is a organization which by its very action promotes and supports terrorism and covers up the facts, covers up the real perpetrators, as it did on 9/11. They promote terrorism by promoting war, by promoting illegal invasion, and promoting death and destruction on every opportunity they can, and by promoting the enslavement of their own population at the same time. These organizations are absolutely disgusting, and they are one of the biggest threats to freedom in the world today. And you might hear that and think, well, how can a media organization be a threat to freedom? Well, it's a threat to freedom because it promotes disinformation and sells lies to the public and convinces the public to give their freedoms away and allow themselves to be enslaved to corrupt, corporate-run terrorist governments. And I call them terrorist governments because that's what they do, folks. They carry out acts of terrorism against their own population all the time, whether it be financial terrorism, pharmaceutical terrorism, or simply sending their terrorist forces known as the police around to repress people the way they do and enforce legislation rather than keeping people safe. And it's the media that promotes all this, folks, and it's the media that allows all of this to happen by not presenting the truth to the people, by not reporting things in an unbiased manner, by not being honest, and by simply towing the government line in everything that they do. The media has created this whole situation, folks, because the media are the ones who sold it to the world. I mean, sure, we can look at this and we can say, well, there are corrupt criminals in government that are doing nefarious things, and ultimately it all comes down to a disunited populace that has allowed all this to happen. But it's the mindset of the populace. What has caused the people to be so disunited? What has caused them to view the government as being their friends when really they're anything but? And what has allowed it to happen, folks, is because of the ideas that have been instilled into the minds of the public by the media. Because the people, the public, have a very, very unrealistic view of what's going on in the world. They have a very, very distorted view of reality because the only version of reality that they know, the only version of the world that most of them know, is the version that is fed to them by their television. And that version is a media construct that is based on barefaced lies and a government agenda. And that's the problem, folks. Most people get their information from the media, and all the media does is lie. And think about it, folks. How could we ever have gotten to the position that we're in now were it not for media lies? How do we ever have allowed the world to deteriorate to this point were we not fed disinformation that caused us to believe that things were being done in our best interest? How would we ever have supported the death and destruction that we've meted out to the countries in the Middle East if we had not been fed information saying that we were attacking terrorists and killing bad people and making the world a safer place? When all we've done is turn the world into a nightmare for millions upon millions of people. And we've done so via our own ignorance, via the disinformation and false reality that has been constantly fed to us and pumped into our brains through the television sets in our living rooms. That's what's caused the problem, folks. All of this rubbish has been sold to us by the media. All the corporate corruption is perpetuated and is allowed to continue simply due to the actions of the mainstream media. The marginalisation of different sections of society, the promotion of stealing people's children through family services, so many things that go on, and so much false reality that is fed to the people, all comes from the media. The fact that we've got these criminal institutions that have taken over our governments and we're never delivered the facts on any of that information. The fact that all these stories are whitewashed and covered up. The mere fact that they word things the way they do. Why is it when a normal person has some sort of a scandal in their lives, it's called a crime? And why is it when a royal or a respected politician commits some heinous crime, it's referred to as a scandal by the press? It's in the wording, folks. It's in the neuro-linguistic programming that they use to teach people what to think, who to blame, where to point the finger, and to never, ever look at their own power, to never call things for what they really are, to never, ever call your politicians out for being the criminals that they are, and to believe that everything is being done in order to keep you safe and to keep the country running properly. Everything's being done in our best interest in order to make the world a safer place, when everything that they tell you is nothing but a lie. And everything they do is exactly the opposite. Think about it, folks. We never would have got into the position that we are today had it not been for the complicity and the lies and misinformation that is fed to the world by the mainstream media. And I stand by my word in saying that the mainstream media is the worst criminal organization and has committed the worst crimes of any institution in the modern world, because it is the mainstream media which has promoted criminal activity, has promoted terrorism, and has allowed all of the corporate rape and government crimes of this world not only to be created in the first place, but to then escalate these crimes and to perpetuate them for as long as they see fit. Their fabricating of information, their moulding of public opinion, their fabrication of news stories has been one of the major contributing factors to the destruction of this planet and the repression of the human race that we see in the world today. Every war that's been started in the last 50 years couldn't have been started without the complicity of the media, folks. Look at Gulf of Tonkin, the big lie that was in Vietnam. I mean, just look at the Israeli-Palestinian situation and the biased reporting there and the support for the war crimes of Israel that's always promoted by the mainstream media, folks, and I rest my case. If you need convincing of how corrupt these organizations are, that's all you need to do, folks, is go and have a look at the Palestinian-Israeli issue and look at what the public opinion is on a lot of this issue, and look at what the media reports, and you can see just how controlled this system is and just how many lies they spread. And just notice how biased the reporting is, folks. How often do you ever see the media question the government anymore? I mean, they might question some politician and hang him out to dry if he's not towing the corporate agenda, but how often do you see them actually question anything the government does? Whenever the government wants to bring in some new repressive legislation, the media gets up there and tells you how beneficial it's going to be for you and how they're doing this to protect you from terrorists or whatever. They just feed you lies and disinformation and tell you that basically this is what's happening and you're going to have to accept it. They don't ever question it. They don't ever challenge the government. They're making laws now. The government's actually bringing in laws to outlaw whistleblowing, and the media is letting them get away with it. They're telling the media, oh, it's against the law for you to say negative things about the government, and the media is going along with it. If I was a media personality and I was told I wasn't allowed to speak out against a politician, I'd write a full-page article about them straight away. I'd make as much noise about them as possible. I'd start screaming it from the rooftops, and they'd have to put a bullet in me to shut me up, because that's just the way I am. But these coward, gutless little cretins in the mainstream media always do what they're told. They always toe the party line because all they're really interested in doing is climbing the social ladder. That's usually why they become media personalities to begin with, not because they want to go out there and speak the news and tell the truth to people. They do it because they want to become a celebrity and they want to get all the fame and fortune that goes with it. And that's the problem that we got, folks. We don't have an unbiased media in any Western countries anymore. And without an unbiased media, without a media that is willing to turn and face the government and hold them accountable for their actions, then you can have no government accountability in your country, because that is the media's job. That's why we have a media, folks. That's the main reason. It isn't just to bring you news about what's going on in the world. It's to let you know what your politicians are up to and to investigate these people and bring the truth about these people to the public when these politicians start stepping out of line. But these politicians have gone in there and they've written their stupid little rules on pieces of paper and said, oh, look, I wrote on a piece of paper here that you're not allowed to report any bad stuff I do. And if you do report it, then I'm allowed to put you in jail. And the ridiculously stupid media people go along with it because they think this is actual law, when it's not. It's a politician removing law from the planet and replacing it with his will. That's all legislation is, folks. And the reason we're seeing the world go down into the cesspool that it's becoming is because people are viewing legislation as law when nothing could be further from the truth. Legislation is simply politicians writing rules on pieces of paper because they're sociopaths and the media allows them to get away with it. But I think we've reached break time, ladies and gentlemen, so I'll have to leave it there and we'll go and have a break. I appreciate your company on the air today. It's always a pleasure to come and talk to you, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you might think I'm being a little bit hard on the media today. But really, folks, I don't think I am at all. In fact, I think I'm being quite easy on the media. Because really, when you look at the state of the world, folks, I mean, look at the fluoride that's in the water supplies, this toxic waste, which actually is bad for your teeth, actually causes dental fluorosis and bone disease and all sorts of stuff. Do you think this would ever be in our water supply and would ever be instilled into the public's mind were it not for the support of the mainstream media in promoting this toxic waste in our water supply? Do you think people would be suffering autism and the human condition would be deteriorating due to the massive vaccination programs that many people are forced to undergo if it wasn't for the media promoting these vaccination programs? Do you think we'd have an education system that served to indoctrinate rather than actually educate if it wasn't promoted by the media? If the media were to report the education system in an unbiased manner, if the media were to report anything in an unbiased manner and look at things with an objective viewpoint, rather than simply towing the government line and promoting the government agenda, how would the world have ever got to the state that it's in? Now, the media is a really important institution because the media controls the flow of information and the media has the potential to be able to hold governments in check and keep them under control and rein them in when they get out of control by simply delivering the truth to the people. But you don't have a media that does that. The media should be bringing real information to the people of the world. We should be working to find ways to improve the human condition rather than control and curtail the human condition the way the media promotes. And you think about it, back in the old days, there used to be investigative journalism, true investigative journalism, where reporters would go out, they'd find stories, they'd go out and find who was doing the wrong thing. They'd report in the newspaper, it would be breaking news that such and such is going on, and then the police would get wind of the information and they would go and investigate the crime that the media had just reported. But now it's changed. Now it's the police who discover the crimes and go out and investigate the crimes, and then they give the information to the media. And during the last little while this little subtle change has taken place, there's also been legislation drafted which makes it against the law for the media to report the actions of the police. This is very, very dangerous, folks, because it means that the government and the police can construct whatever situation they want, and then they can control the media, who will simply present the information to the public in the way the government demands they do, and act as the government's kind of unofficial mouthpiece. Now when people hear of something going on, they don't leak information to the media, they leak information to the police. And the police arrive on a scene automatically assuming that whoever they're going to see is guilty. They don't really look at it any other way. They don't consider there to be any grey area. They just say, well, someone's either abiding by legislation or they're not. And that's all they're interested in. They're not interested in what's really going on. They're just interested in whether the legislation and the rules are being followed. And whatever the scenario is, they'll just cook up whatever is favourable to themselves and favourable to government. They'll feed the story to the media, and the media will sell it to the public. And that's how things have changed, folks. There is no true investigative journalism anymore. There's simply the government agenda promoted to the public via a controlled mouthpiece, and that is the mainstream media. And when you consider that all of these rules are enforced by police officers who are virtually above the law themselves, who do horrendous things to the people, they treat them like second-class citizens and carry out the most horrendous forms of brutality against them, strangleholds, torture holds. You have riot police and SWAT teams arriving to confiscate children because the mother didn't vaccinate them. I mean, it's ridiculous, folks, the amount of brutality that we're seeing from the police. And, of course, all of this is promoted as being okay by the media as well. They kind of instill into the public mind that, well, if they were following the rules and following the legislation, then the police wouldn't have to be so brutal. And because they're not following the legislation, then the police should be brutal to them. They kind of promote this mentality in the minds of the people. And people are quite happy to go along with it because they're sitting in their own little repressed lives and they enjoy seeing someone else being brutalised on the TV by the police, because they can say, well, look at that guy, see, he should have done the right thing. They were right to brutalise him that way because it makes them feel big, it makes them feel comfortable in their own little world that they live in. And so they're quite happy to see other people being brutalised because it makes them feel better about themselves because of the miserable lives that they're living in this system of debt slavery that they're forced to survive in, which most of them don't even know exists. And that's true, folks. Most people are living in a world and they don't even know what the world they're living in is really all about or what's really going on, because they have no information at all to really tell them what's going on, because they've never received any real information from the media. And the media and government-controlled education system is where most people have got their worldview from. And so most of them simply don't have a clue as to how reality really functions in any real way at all. And what does media do when it gets hold of real information, information that could benefit the public? Well, it usually debates the person who presented the information to us. Look at the Edward Snowden case. Perfect example, folks. What happened when Edward Snowden released information that confirmed everything people such as myself had been saying for years and years and years? That the government is utterly corrupt, it's a criminal organisation, it's the one that's carrying out all the crimes, and while it's doing it, it's spying on the populace, and it's removing their rights, and it's doing it all very deliberately. And this information was presented to the world by Edward Snowden, and what does the media do? It starts debating whether Edward Snowden is the good guy or the bad guy, whether Edward Snowden should be charged with breaches of national security or not, and even the alternate media starts debating whether Edward Snowden is a good guy or a bad guy, whether he's a government plant or not. They forget all about the information and the confirmation of the crimes that we've been reporting for years, and they go straight down the rabbit hole and start debating the character of the person who released the information, a topic of which is completely and utterly irrelevant. And that's how you know when you're being controlled, folks, when you're subject to the release of very, very important and empowering information and the debate switches and becomes not about the information, but about the person who released it. That is called misdirection, folks, and we are subject to massive misdirection all the time. The same happened with WikiLeaks, with Julian Assange. The same happened with the collateral damage video and Bradley Manning. The same happens with most of these cases. It becomes about the person who released the information rather than the information they released. And this is a common ploy that the media uses to misdirect people's attention. And in such situations, it isn't that the media is lying to you. They're not lying to you at all. They're just misdirecting your focus so you're not paying attention to the correct information. And they're switching the topic of debate. And so they are obfuscating the truth. They're not lying to you. They're just muddling the issue and confusing the issue and causing you to look elsewhere rather than the place where you should actually be looking, and rather than focusing on the actual event itself and the significance of the information that was released. They don't want you to worry about that. They want you to worry about why it was released, who released it, and whether this is a breach to national security. Because they like to present that, folks, that any little hole in the government's control grid is a breach to national security. What they don't ever tell people is that the real threat that the nation faces comes from government itself, because the government obviously does not have the security of the nation at heart, because if they did, they would not be doing the things they're doing. And you might wish to debate that and say, well, look, the government is doing what it's doing for national security, but I believe that is because you have a misconception of what the nation actually is, because the nation is the people. And I say that because nations themselves are constructs, folks. We made the whole thing up. The United States of America, we made it up. Venezuela, we made it up. France, we made it up. We made them all up. These were just ideas we had. We drew lines on map. We made up a name for it. But if you're going to really look at France, the nation, then what makes France, France, is the people of France. It's the ethnic identity of the French-speaking people. That's what makes up that nation. So therefore, any threat to the people is a threat to national security. And the biggest threat the people of any nation in the world today face seems to come from the government themselves. The government of any nation, doesn't matter which nation you go to, doesn't matter which nation you look at, really, if you look at the people in that nation and the hardship they are suffering, that suffering is directly created via the actions of government themselves in every single case that we come across. And it's because these governments support corporate interests and the people are uninformed of the fact of this. And again, this comes down to misdirection by the mainstream media. And think about it, folks. Would we have all these trade agreements springing up around the planet, allowing the corporate rape of all of our countries to happen if the media was doing their job? Would we have all of these wars of contrivance being fought if the media was doing their job? Would we have our world enslaved to this privately run monetary system if the media was doing their job? You know, we all know about this stuff, but it's never reported to the general population. There was 10,000 people marching at the front of the BBC, probably more. Actually, reports say there might have been 20 or 30,000 people marching at the front of the BBC last year, and the BBC didn't even report it. And you look at this and you think, well, is the BBC lying by not reporting it? Well, no, they're not lying. But what they're doing is they are obfuscating reality. They are obfuscating the truth. They are confusing the issue, and they are not informing the people as to what is actually going on in the world. We wouldn't have any of these wars of contrivance if the media did their job, folks. We wouldn't have criminals running the world if the media did their job. We wouldn't have all of these homeless people being discarded by this social system if the media was doing their job. People have to understand that the media is not an institution that brings you the truth or reports the news. The media is an institution that molds public perception and coerces them into following a predetermined government agenda that is leading directly to a path of technotronic and economic slavery for the entire human race. That is the media's job, and that is what it is doing. Do not think these are people you can trust. Do not think these are people who are providing you with the truth or facts about what is going on in the world. They are people who are moulding public perception and leading the world down a very, very dark path. I mean, think about it, folks. Think about the amount of healing we could bring this planet if it wasn't for the media. Look at things like MMS. I don't know how many people have looked into Jim Humble and MMS, but this stuff is incredible. It's very, very healing stuff. I'm staying here in the Amazon at the moment, and the people that I'm staying with have actually been running a protocol and a program where they've been going upriver and healing natives with MMS and documenting the results of what this treatment does for people. And they're curing all sorts of things in a matter of hours, not even days or weeks, but in a matter of hours. People with very, very bad symptoms of all sorts of things are having relief from those symptoms within a matter of hours using a well-defined MMS protocol. Now, the question is, of course, why is the media not reporting that MMS is such a miraculous substance and is curing so many diseases? Why instead is the media vilifying MMS treatment and supporting the government in their attempts to outlaw this treatment and thereby promoting the perpetuation of disease in the community? Because that's what they're doing. Why do things such as the Cancer Act of 1939 exist without the public knowledge? Why was an act even put forth by government in 1939 whereby to speak of any cures for cancer and to say that cancer was curable was outlawed by the federal government in 1939? Why has this not been reported to the world by the media? Well, because there is legislation that's been put in place by government to say, oh no, you're not allowed to inform the public that cancer is actually very curable because we're making billions of dollars out of feeding death to these people. Is that what the legislation says? Because that's what it should say. And because that's what the legislation should say, because that's what it's actually doing, why is this fact not being reported to the public by the media? Why does the media believe it has to be constrained and curtailed in how much truth it can bring people because the liars at the top insist they lie? Why do they do this, folks? Why do they comply and lie to the public? I wouldn't, folks. If I owned a newspaper and I was told to repress information, I would hang the politician out to dry in every publication that I could. And I would inform the public of this person's criminal activity. And the media has the opportunity to actually inform the public of the criminal activities of our governments, but they don't do it. They suppress cancer cures. They suppress medicine that helps people. They help vilify things that help people, and they promote harm to the population. They promote war. They promote genocide. They promote lies. They promote disease via vaccination and pharmaceuticals. They promote the genetic modification of the populace. They do everything they can to support the government line, and they don't report the truth to anybody. Why aren't they suggesting and promoting permaculture the way they promote vaccines? I mean, that would be very beneficial, don't you think? They could be promoting all sorts of stuff that was very good for people, but they don't. They just support the government line. And they don't just report news, folks. They report the government opinion on certain topics, and they promote programs that support the government agenda, like supporting vaccination programs and supporting fluoridation programs and all sorts of stuff. The whole no jab, no pay situation that's happening in Australia was brought about by the Telegraph newspaper. They're the ones who promoted it. Rather than reporting the news, they decided they would take it upon themselves to ensure that every child in the country was poisoned through the government's vaccination program. And that's how far our media has deteriorated, folks. And these people have an awful lot to answer for. Okay, so why am I telling you all this today? Well, I'm telling you all this information because it's stuff you need to know because we need to rectify this situation. That's why I've been bringing you all the information I have lately. And a lot of people have been writing to me. Actually, I've received a few comments saying, oh, look, I don't listen to your show anymore, Max, because it used to be so empowering and now all you're doing is bringing us negative information. Well, folks, I've brought the solutions to you for so many years now, and everybody has unfortunately been sitting back waiting for the world to change rather than implementing any of the solutions that I've suggested. So now I'm just kind of alerting people to the fact that, hey, the problems that I've been talking about for the last 8 years are still there, and they're going to remain there until people decide to stand up and have their voice heard. I mean, I could come on here and I could give you empowering information. I could tell you how we're winning. I could tell you how everything's going to change for the better. And I've done that many, many times. But I've found, unfortunately, that by doing that, it lulls people into a state of apathy. And I'll tell you right now that, yes, the world is going to get better if people choose to participate. But if people are just going to listen to the shows and they're just going to take the information in, and they're not going to stand up and be counted, then nothing is going to change. And even if you're not going to stand up and be counted, at least you can support those who are. If you see someone standing up trying to make a difference, there's a guy in the UK at the moment called Chris Spivey who's attempting to make a difference. He needs all the support the public can give him. And so does anybody who is standing up and speaking out against the corruption of this system. We need to give these people our support, folks. And we need to link ourselves up together and start some community action ourselves. We need to all start getting involved. And again, this is what the Full Circle Project is all about. I've got the Full Circle Project website up, and you can go and sign up to the Community Connector. And this is a way you can link your communities up together, the way you can link people in your area up together into some positive action, folks. And that's what we need. We need positive action on the ground undertaken by the people themselves. You know, we've been talking about this for so long. I've brought so much information to people over the last 8 years. I've offered so many suggestions of ways we can find our way through this mess. And I'm sure there's other people out there that have great ideas of how we can get through it as well. But we've got to have some way of linking ourselves up together to be able to discuss all these ideas and put all of our cards on the table. And that's the way we're going to find a way through, because nobody has all the answers. I mean, sure, there are great ideas out there. There are great templates that have been put out there. Like I mentioned last week, the Anastasia books, these are great ideas, the type of society we would have in a Vedic culture. This is really how we should be doing things. But what are the steps that we need to take to get us back to the point where we can do that? We can't just drop everything and run off and create these little domains. It doesn't work that way. We have to regain control of the system and free humanity so that society doesn't implode around us while we're building our alternate communities. We don't even need to build alternate communities, folks. We need to change the one we've got by changing our perspective of what it is and changing our perspective of what we are and operating within our hearts in all that we do. Doing the right thing in all that we do. That's how we change the world, folks. But I've got to point out the problems to people. I've got to let people know that we have a situation here because I have a responsibility to do so, because I can see things coming down the pipe that people just are not paying attention to, and we need to pay attention to them. We need to apply all the spiritual understandings that we have, all the information that I've brought to you for so many years. Over the last 8 years, folks, I've provided so many mechanisms that you can use for personal growth. And not just me, but there's so many people that have done it. And all you have to do is apply these things to your life and then apply your life to the world around you. You do, and it isn't about personal success. It isn't about making money to put in the bank. It's about changing the human condition. Really, that's what we need to do, folks. We need to strive towards new advances in human consciousness. Not in science, not in medicine, not in any of this stuff. We need to remember who and what we are and make strides in human consciousness, make strides in human freedom. This is what we need to do. And everything about this system is designed to prevent us from being able to do that. But when you look at some of the things that we have available to us, folks, just some of the stuff that I've mentioned on the show today, some of the things that the media has repressed, some of the information that's been repressed, the healing properties of MMS, the permaculture societies we could have. There's so many things we could do, folks. We could stop fighting all their wars. We could stop using their debt-based currency. We could create our own. If we had a strong, united public and a cohesive response to the actions of these terrorist governments, we could do anything. It's finding the mechanism that's going to create that unity. That's what we need more than anything. And that's what I've tried to do in so many ways. That's what I'm trying to do with Full Circle Project. And that's what so many others are attempting to do as well. Because that's the way forward, folks. We have to have a cohesive community with a focus on the root cause of the problem so that we can rectify this situation. And don't give me this where attention goes, energy flows, you shouldn't look at the problem, you should look at the solution. Yes, you should, but you need to acknowledge that the problem is there first, because if you don't, then any solution you attempt to apply is not going to work because of the narcissistic nature of the person who invented it, because they were too frightened and too much in fear to look at the problem that created the situation to begin with. You know, we've got to stop putting band-aids on symptoms, folks. We've got to start addressing the root cause of the problem. We've got to start realizing that all that exists within this entire social system is people. There is no one who has any divine right to rule. There is no one who has the right to rule by blood. There is no one who has the right to control others in any way, shape, or form. The only control system we need in place is a system of management that controls our infrastructure so that it works in a functional manner that serves mankind. That is the only control the human species needs over them. Because we wouldn't kill each other, we wouldn't have these wars, we wouldn't do all the things we do to each other if we weren't kept in a state of contrived scarcity, if we weren't kept in a state of debt slavery and a state of shattered consciousness by a corrupt, psychopathic, an economically based control system, then we wouldn't have any of the problems. We wouldn't have any of the crime. We wouldn't have any of the social misfits that we see around the planet, because they wouldn't have to deal with this social structure, because it's the social structure that is the problem. It isn't that there's anything wrong with the misfits. It's just that they are not able to operate within the parameters of a psychopathic society because most of them are probably sane. As once said by Judy Krishnamurti, it is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society, and that is what we have. So yes, there are solutions, folks, but until people are prepared to acknowledge that the problem exists and acknowledge what the problem actually is, then no solutions are going to work. And that's why I've been bringing the information to you that I have, because otherwise people simply look at the symptoms and they put band-aids on the symptoms. They don't ever go for the throat. They don't ever address the root cause, and that's what we need to do. We need a united, cohesive, full-spectrum response to this control grid. The time for talk is over, folks. We can sit here and discuss how powerful we are, how a new world is coming, how we are all spiritual beings and we all have fantastic psychic abilities and all sorts of stuff. We can discuss this all we like. But until we start putting things into practice, it doesn't matter. Nothing's going to work. And those people who are only prepared to listen to that information which reinforces their belief of what their future should be are a huge part of the problem, because you need to look at all the information and you need to apply yourself to the world that you live in, folks. There's no good sitting here waiting to ascend to something beautiful when you die. What you've got to do is actually participate in the 3D reality that you are living in, folks, because that is how you get to those great heights. This is a huge learning curve for all of us, but we are here to make a difference. We exist in this 3D world for a reason, ladies and gentlemen, and it's about time we applied ourselves to it. If we do that, we will make a difference, but we have to be prepared to put down the fear and stand up and call things for what they are. But that's about it for me, folks. We're pretty well at the end of the show here. And yes, it has been an angry show, because I am very angry with the media. I'm very annoyed at the state of the world, and I think we can do a lot better if we choose to apply ourselves. Thank you very much for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company. Thank you to anybody who has ever made a contribution to the Crow House. Again, I really could do with some help, folks, and if you could drop a few coins in the bin, it would be much appreciated. But that is it for me, folks. I will look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then, and do yourself a favour, folks. Switch off your television set and throw it away. I'll speak to you next week. In Lakesh.